This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. As we said, November was a pretty good month for retailers overall. Spending was up 0.3% from October and more than 4% higher than a year ago. One especially strong category was non-store retailers, that is mostly online sales, which grew by more than 10% year over year. Marketplace's Elizabeth Troval has more.
It only took customers 3 online orders to get comfortable with online shopping, says Santa Clara University's Kirti Kalyanam. Since COVID, they've really settled in.
Channel habits are so deeply ingrained. Once they pick up a channel habit, it's something they hold on to.
And this year, the physical shopping world and the online one became even more integrated, says University of Houston professor Olivia Johnson.
Retail stores are starting to be what we call showrooms, right? Like you can come in and see the product, but they're not really trying to hold a lot. And so you're going to see a lot of that traffic come and move more to their e-commerce sites because the variety is just there.
So when a customer is in store, it really needs to count, says Brian Eshelman at Alex Partners.
Consumers, when they go into the physical world, are not shopping just to pick up items in a store, but to experience the brand.
He also says selling online is less profitable than selling in store. So we could see retailers making changes, like ending free shipping and cutting staff.
You don't need necessarily people buying product for the website and buying product for the stores as separate teams.
One thing they may not cut back on, the use of influencers, who customers trust for honest reviews, especially compared to AI, says Morning Consult's Claire Tassin.
A lot of that sort of more human-driven curation has a lot of power and certainly earns far more consumer trust than an AI recommendation might.
She says while AI has been the big story of 2023, it isn't coming for influencers' jobs just yet. I'm Elizabeth Troval for Marketplace.